So basically, we did the three shitas, right? On Yotzer Bereishis, question, what was the Chasima? So the Bereisa had three shitas. It had Yotzer Bereishis and Sode Bereishis, which was the Avdala, should reflect the transition, philosophical transition from Shabbos to Sunday, to Yom Rishon, right? Whether it's Yom Rishon as the first in a series, in a sequence, or the Yom Rishon itself. And then we had Mikadesh Yisrael, which was acknowledging the fact that when we transition from Shabbos to Chol, we're not totally losing Kodesh, but rather there's a baseline of Kedushas Yisrael, right? Baseline of Kedushas Yisrael, and Kedushas Yisrael is somehow separated from the other nations. And that's basically your punchline, Yon Bichosim, expressing the idea of Kedushas Yisrael, which still exists in Chol. So it's like elaborating on the idea of Chol, right? And Chol still has Kedushas Yisrael. It's not nothing, it's not total Chol, it's just absent Kedushas Shabbos, but it still has a basic, the baseline Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yisrael.
Okay.
So those were the shittos in the Braisa. Now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara is like five lines from the bottom. So it says Mechta Maichasim. So what do you end with? Rav Amar Mikadesh Yisrael, right? Rav Amar Mikadesh Yisrael, like one, like the last man Amar and the Brisa, right? That was Mikadesh Yisrael Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda. Okay, and it says Shmuel Amar Mavdil Ben Kol Shachol, right? Shmuel says the Chasima is a Mavdil Ben Kol Shachol. Okay. So, okay, and then it says, right, we mentioned this. La'ayid ala abayi abisim riyosef ha'adurav, tana v'shir d'shmo, kol ha'chosim ha'ch mekadesh ha'ch ma'adukah shachol, ma'arich la'yom v'shinosof. So, again, abayi cursed mekadesh Yisrael, but then the Braisa says that if you could do the combo, that's the best. Right, v'les el'chasak ha'asei, but the Gemara says we don't hold by that. Right, we don't hold by that. Because of Einchos Mishtaim. Right? Okay. So if you look at the Rashbam on Shmuel Amar Hamavdil Ben Kol Shachol. Right? Or Rav Amar Mekadesh Yisrael. Right? Three lines in the bottom. Rav Amar Mekadesh Yisrael. He says, Kerb Yossi Rav Yehuda. Right? Rav Yehuda. Ushmuel Amar Hamavdim Kol Shachol. Okay, so it says Shmuel Lo Svir like Chol Hani Tanoi Dileil. So Shmuel doesn't hold like those Tanaim, right? Because the point is the Tanaim in the Braisa there was Yotze Breishas, Sode Breishas, and Mikadesh Yisrael. And now Shmuel, who's an Amora, is saying Mikade Mavdim Kol Shachol is the Chasima, right? The question is, who's he going like? Right? So Rashbam says, Ela Karabanan Tzirelai. He's going like the Rabbanan. Which Rabbanan? The Tanan, Bisof Perek Kama Dechulin, Gabi Yom Tov Shechalios B'Mosai Shabbos. So you have a 3-day Yantav, where Yantav comes out of Motsoi Shabbos, Ketzer Mavdilin. Right? How do you do Avdallah? Ben Kodesh, they change that. Ben Kodesh, the Kodesh, right? Ramina Gemara, Hecha Amar Lalach Bracha, or Hach Ben Kodesh, the Kodesh. Where do you say Ben Kodesh, the Kodesh? Amar Rav Yehuda v'Chasimasa, right? Rav Yehuda says you say Ben Kodesh, the Kodesh as the Chasima, and Rav Shisha Breid Rav Yidi Amar b'Psichasa, and Rav Shisha says it's in the Psicha. Okay. V'les Hilchasal Kavasi Alek Rav Yehuda V'Alchas Alek Rav Yehuda. Namely, that you say the Chasima is a Mavdim in Kodesh HaKodesh. Right? So that's open, and that's, I guess, the Machlokas, that's based upon the Mishnah of in Kodesh HaKodesh. Right? In Kodesh HaKodesh, and Rabbi is saying, that's what the Mishnah means. In Kodesh HaKodesh is the Chasima. Right? I mean, the Hasim Mosoi Shabbos Liyom Tov Chasmina in Kodesh HaKodesh. And since on Motsoi Shabbos in Tiyantef, the Chasima is Ben Kodesh HaKodesh, Hacha b'motzoi Shabbos l'chol chasmina mikol l'shachol. So to here on motzoi Shabbos l'chol, you're going to finish your chasmina mikol l'shachol. Kach nira be'inai gilo tem hachi Shmuel damar keman. Because if not for this, then who's Shmuel saying like? Is he like any tanaim? And we hold like that. So who are we going like? Okay, and then let's also give us say, okay, fine. So if basically, what's his point? So he's saying is, again, in our Brisa, you don't have anyone who says the Chasima is Hamavdim and Kol Shachol. Right? And you don't really have anyone who says that openly, except the Yehuda Anasi. But he only said Baruch Tashem Hamavdim Kol Shachol. But that's not a raya of what you do when you have the longer Havdalah, or when you have the long Havdalah, what's your Chasima? So as far as you can tell from the Brisa, the Tanayim, they all say that you're Chosim with something other than Hamavdim Kol Shachol. Kaddish Yisrael, Chsod Bereishis, Yotze Bereishis, right? But Shmuel says Hamavdim Kol Shachol. So who is Shmuel based upon? Right, that's what Tosfos is bothered by. Alright, that's what he's bothered by. So, okay, good, 1 second.
Rabbi Feder?
Yeah. I think what Tosfos, the Rashbam is extrapolating is that, according to the Man D'Amrim, who say, Mekadesh Yisrael, or, So Debereshus, Yotze Bereshus, then they would say that on Motzai, you know, on Yontif. Motzai Shabbos Yontif. As well. Right? Because, hold on, let's take it slow for a second. Okay, let me spell out the logic of what the Rashbam's doing here. So again, so the Rashbam's fishing for where do we get a Tana who Shmuel's going like. Shmuel's an Amori, can't just make up, argue with all the Tanaim. So the thing is, what happens to be, we have another Gemara, the Mishnah. So the Mishnah in Chulin on Chavav Amid Beis says like this, Ketzad Mavdilin, and it's talking about on Saturday night, which is Yontif. Ketzad Mavdilin, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. Rav Dosa Omer ben Kodesh Chamor l'Kodesh Akal. Okay, so we don't say that. We don't pass in that way. According to Rav Dosa, you say ben Kodesh Chamor l'Kodesh Kal, but we don't say that. We say Kodesh l'Kodesh, like the Tanakhama. Okay. And the Gemara asks, where do you say this? Heicha Amarla. Where do you say Kodesh Kodesh? And Rabbi Amri, B'chasi Masa. Right? V'chein Amar Abnag, B'chasi Masa. Rav Sheshi Rav Dridi, Af B'psichasa. Even in the Psicha. Right? We don't do it in the Psicha. We say the regular Psicha. Ma'amadish Kodesh 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 is really in the Chasima. So that's a machlokes. Do you also say it in the Psicha or only in the Chasima? Okay. But whatever. Either way, you're saying the Chasima. Right? So that's the way, and that's the Tanaim. Right? The Mishnah says, you do Kodesh Kodesh. Right? Oh. So therefore what? So you're saying is, if on Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, Yantif, you do Kodesh Kodesh, then what are you going to do on regular Motzei Shabbos? You're not going to say Kodesh Kodesh. It must be even Kodesh Chol. Right? Oh, so that's the Tana, right? In other words, to say it differently, according to the Rashbam, the man the Amrim who say so debracious, yotze debracious, Malkadesh Yisrael, what are they going to say on Motzei Shabbos, which is Yontif? Right? What are they going to say? I mean, arguably, they're going to say the same thing as they always say. Right? Because if you're going to tell me that everyone agrees that on Motzei Shabbos Yontif, you say Mekadesh, Kodesh Kodesh, right? Kodesh Kodesh. Well, then how are you proving from the fact that the Mishnah says Mekodesh Kodesh, that on Chol, you say Mekodesh Chol? Right? Because everyone says that. That's because of Kodesh. You got to say Kodesh Kodesh, right? But the implication is the whole way he's deriving that anyone says Kodesh Chol is because they say Kodesh Kodesh on Shabbos Yontif. So if everyone is going to say that a Motzei Shabbos Yontif, you're going to have to say Kol Shekodesh, then you can't prove from there what you do on Chol, and there's a Tana who holds on Chol, unless you say that these Manda Amrim would not be saying Kol Shekodesh. They'd be saying Mikadosh Yisrael, so the Bereshis, Yotzei Bereshis. In which case, you say, well, hold on. So, but there's the Manda Amrim who says, the Mishnah says, you say Kol Shekodesh. Ah! Must be, they don't hold by this Mekadosh Yisrael, so the Bereshis, Yotzei Bereshis. Rather, they're going to say Mekadosh Amamadu Kol Shekol. Right? So apparently you have Machlokas, whether or not you say Yotzei Bereshis, Yotzei Bereshis, right?
Yeah.
Or Mekadosh Yisrael. Or do you say, always, you say with those always, Shabbos, whether it's Yontif, well, let's say Shabbos, whether it's Yontif or not Yontif, irrelevant. Or do you say, no, Mikadosh, Mavdin Koshachol, or Mavdin Koshachodesh, depending which day it is, right? But on the surface, it's hard to understand. Because like this. Like, what would Rabbi Yonasi hold? Well, why don't you say, that's the guess that Josh is getting to. Why are you trying to find the Tana from Chulin? What about Rabbi Yonasi? Rabbi Yonasi says, Mavdin Koshachol. Do we have Dasash Rabbi Yonasi? Right? So why isn't that a proof? Why do you have to come to this mandama? Why not just say the Gemara says Rabbi Yonasi's Avdallah was Madin Hashachal? Right? But arguably that wouldn't be a proof. Because if all you're saying is one verse, Baruch Hashem something, you're going to have to say Madin Hashachal. The question is, assuming you have a long bracha, Baruch Hashem Madin Hashachal, Ben Ar L'Chosh, Yishol, Yom, Yishol, Yishol, what should you be chosen with? Right, so the Bereshis, it's the Bereshis, right? Or Mavdin Kol Shechol. That, so you can't prove from the fact that Rabbi Yonasi is Chosei Mavdin Kol Shechol when that's all you say. What are you going to say? You're just going to get up there and say, Baruch Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos, Mekadosh Yisrael, Mekadosh Yisrael. So the Bereshis, it's the Bereshis, it's the Avdallah. So of course Rabbi Yonasi is going to say, Ben Hamadin Kol Shechol. If that's all he's saying, he holds it to Bracha Ketzara, and Bracha Ketzara, you're going to say Kol Shechol. Right? The Machlokas is assuming it's a Bracha Arucha. Right? Do you finish off with Madan Kol Shechol like you started? Or do you finish off with Yotzei Bereshis, Yotzei Bereshis or Mekadosh Yisrael? Right? But can you argue by that logic that when it comes on Motzei Shabbos, Yontif, so if you're going to be Chosim so de Bereshis, Yotzei Bereshis, then you're not even mentioning the Kodesh HaKodesh? Right? So why wouldn't you think that everyone would agree that a Motzei Shabbos Yontif, you're going to have to be Chosim Mekadosh, Kodesh Kodesh. Because otherwise you're not mentioning the proper Avdallah. Right? Yeah. You're not mentioning the proper Avdallah. The Avdallah is Kodesh Kodesh. And the only time you even mention Kodesh Kodesh, according to the way we hold, is only in the Chasima. Right? So by that argument, I would say that even all the Tanaim who hold Yotzei Bereshis, Yotzei Bereshis, Mekadosh Yisrael, when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, Yontif, Motzei Shabbos Yontif, they would say, they'd have to say Kodesh Kodesh. Misfara would seem. And if so, you lost your Raya. So then the fact that the Mishnah says Kodesh Kodesh doesn't prove that anyone says Kodesh Kodesh on a regular Motzei Shabbos. Right? So, it's a little bit of a problem. Right?
There's also a problem.
So, I mean, basically, another way to ask the question is we have to define the machlokas. Okay? It's another form of what I'm asking. Is what's the machlokas between the three Tanaim who hold Yotzei Bereshis, Yotzei Bereshis, Mekadosh Yisrael? Let's lump them together. Right? And you always do that on every single Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos. Whether it's Yontif or whether it's Chol, that's what you do. You don't say Kodesh Kodesh. That's not what you say. You always say one of those three. Versus the other Mandamar, and the way we hold, Shmuel, the Matana, and the Mishnah and Chulin, that basically, no, on Motzoi Shabbos, you have to say Bin Kodesh Kodesh, or Bin Kodesh Kodesh, whichever one is appropriate. Right? Yeah. What's that Machlokas? Right? What's that Machlokas? And how could it be, again, the implicit question is, how could it be that the so the Bereshis, Yotzei Bereshis, all those, they what about on Yontif, Shabbos Yontif? You don't mention Madan Kodesh Kodesh at all? How's that, right? How's that? What's the machlokas? I mean, these were nice philosophical ideas about the Mikadosh, you know, the Mikadosh, this verse, the verse, but like, what's, but we don't hold to them. So, like, what is the machlokas, you know? So, I think it's what you guys are saying, that I'm just going to say it slightly differently, but what is the chasima of Avdallah? Okay? Are you chosim? Are you chosim with, like, the halachic, like, Avdallah, according to the first way, the way we're learning originally, it's like, it's a halachic expression that Hashem is ma'avdil ben kodesh v'chol. Right, we're leaving the Kedushas Hayom and we're entering a different Yom, the absence of a Kedushas Hayom, or the presence of a lower Kedushas Hayom, and we're giving Shevach on Hashem as a Mavdil. And the Mavdil, as it expresses itself in the halachic system, right? So, you're expressing Hashem as a Mavdil in Kodesh Shachol, and that's your punchline. Right? I'm going now from Kodesh Shachol, and Hashem as a Mavdil. Or I'm going from Kodesh to Kodesh. Right? And whatever the halachic nature of the day which I'm entering is the nature of the halachic Havdalah. Right? I'm encountering a halachic Havdalah on like a halachic level. Now it's true, my Shevach branches out into the other ideas of Havdalah, of Yisrael Orla Choshech, Yisrael Amim. But ultimately, Havdalah is like the Machayev of Havdalah, is the transition from Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, the Chol, the downgrade in the Kedusha, in the halachic Kedusha. And therefore, the Havdalah follows the pattern of the Kedushas Hayom, the halachic expression of the Havdalah. And as such, halachically, there's two difference when you're going to Motzei to Chol or to Yontif. It's a different type of a transition. Right? The Bain is different. But the other way is that the punchline of the Havdalah is, yes, the initiation of Havdalah is Ma'adim Kedushas Chol. Or whatever, you start with the Hashem as a Mavdil. But the culmination of the Havdalah is the philosophical expression of the Havdalah. Right? Philosophical expression of the Havdalah. Yeah. And the philosophical expression of Havdalah is the transition from Yom HaShabbos to Yom HaRishon. Right? Let's say according to the Soda Rishis and Yosef Rishis, right? Norms, right? So according to them, that's the transition. You're transitioning to Yom HaRishon. Yosef the Rishis, Yosef Rishis. Now the Yom HaRishon is no different whether it happens to be Yontif or not. Right? It's still Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. Right? Still Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. So if they say that the transition is trying to show you the transition in the different phases of Maaseh Bereishis, right?
Yeah.
So then what's the difference whether it happens to be Yontif or not? Right? The Havdalah, that dimension of the Havdalah, which is the culmination of the Havdalah, which is expressing the philosophical, you know, idea of the Havdalah. So that's going to be the same. And I, it's Yontif. What do I care? What does Yontif have anything to do with it? It's irrelevant. See, if you're the Havdalah is expressing the halachic, the focus on the halachic expression of the Havdalah, then I understand that there's a difference whether I'm going, transitioning from Shekodesh to Chol or Kodesh to Kodesh. But if you say that the nature of the culmination of the Havdalah is the philosophical Havdalah, then it doesn't change anything. It's equally Yom Rishon, right? So there's Yom Rishon which happens to have Kedusha Yom. It doesn't affect the Seder Bereishis and the reality of Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon is Yom Rishon, whether it's not it's Yontif or it's not Yontif. Right? That it's Yom Rishon is a day which reflects the Yesh Me'ayin or whatever isn't the halachic expression. That's like a philosophical Seder Bereishis idea, metaphysical idea of the Havdalah. But the halachic Havdalah is we're in the halachic system and we have a Kedushas Hayom which has an Isser Malacha, and now we're going to a day without an Isser Malacha, Techol, or we're going for a day with a lesser Isser Malacha of Ochel Nefesh. Those are different types of the transitions. So if you say that the Vara, that the Havdalah is ultimately, essentially limited to the halachic expression of Havdalah, the manifest expression of the difference in the halachic system, and the philosophical ideas is good when you're learning Maaseh Bereishis, fine, but that's not what Havdalah is about. Havdalah is about the halachic transition. So then there's going to have to differentiate between Shabbos and Yontif, and Michol and Yontif. But if you're going to say that hold the Chasima, these Manda Amrim in the Mishnah, hold that Havdalah has to work its way towards the philosophical. Underlying the halachic transition is a philosophical transition. From Shabbos, Shvisa, to Soda Bereishis, Yotza Bereishis. So then why is that going to be any different on Yom Yontif? But you see the Mishnah in Chulin says, and Mechol Yotzei Shabbos Yontif, you say Mechol Shekodesh. So apparently he's not in this philosophical framework of Havdalah, he's in the halachic framework of Havdalah. Oh, so then on Saturday, regular Saturday night also, he's not going to do the philosophical thing, but he's just going to say Kodesh Chol. So that's what it's saying, it's what Rosh Hashanah is saying, is apparently there's a mandam, or hold, that that's not what Havdalah is about. It doesn't go into the philosophical transition, it just sticks to the halacha. And that's how Shmuel's going, and that's how we hold. Right? So even though there's no explicit shita like that in our Mishnah, whatever, it's there. Right, but this is, I guess, if you're doing the Arucha version. So if you do the Bracha Katsara, I guess you're definitely going to say, you have to talk about Amadim Kol Shachol. The question is, do you also branch and expand into the philosophical? But if you're only doing, you know, so you held that all you do is Amadim Kol Shachol, then he's definitely saying Amadim Kol Shachol. He's not just going to say, so the Bereshis. The question is the Chasima philosophical Chasima? If it's a Bracha Arucha, is the philosophical just, is the Chasima just re-expressed the halachic expression? You know, in the halachic transition, bring out the halachic transition, and that's a yechosim, or there's a chasima, go to the philosophical idea. Right? So you couldn't bring your anasi as a raya, because he's not having the bracha rucha. So he's just saying the basic of Avdal. The basic of Avdal is just going to be on the right? Or arguably, Binkodesh Hakodesh. I think. I'm not sure, actually. What he would do on Yantuf. Maybe the basic idea of Avdalah is just Mikol Shachol, because that's Avdalah in the Torah. That's the primary idea of the Avdalah. Right, and that's the Yisrael, Mikol Shachol. Baruch Hashem, Ken Rechom, Mikol Shachol, and that's the Shevach of Avdalah. It happens to be it's not Chol today, but that's like a halachic detail. That's fine. If you're Chosim, then you can express that halachic, not the halachic detail. But if you only have the basic Shevach of Avdalah, it's Baruch Hashem, Ken Rechom, Mikol Shachol, even if it happens to be Yantif, big deal. But this is the basic idea of Avdalah, and that's, as you leave Shabbos, it brings to mind that distinction. So right now, you happen to not be in that, okay? But you have to give Shevach, what Hashem is a Mavdi, and that expresses the content of the Chashivas of Shabbos. If you, if you're Mayrech, then you're going to say, Rekodesh HaKodesh. Because then your culmination is going to be the halachic, in the halachic expression of the transition, which is going to differ between the different days. But again, if you're philosophical Havdalah and that's your Chasima, then this whole discussion doesn't make any difference. What about the last one? If you say, so this is, if you say that it's Yotzei Bereishis or Sode Bereishis, then the Kiddush Havdalah is the philosophical Havdalah. It's not going to change whether it happens to be Yantif or not. But what about if it's Mikadesh Yisrael? Right, we were saying Mikadesh Yisrael is saying, since you're transitioning from Shabbos to Chol, you don't want a person to feel like, uh-oh, now we're dead, now what are we doing? Right? Now we don't have Kedusha. Oh, so you say Mikadesh Yisrael, right? Right? But what would he say? What would he say on Yontif, on Shabbos to Yontif? Right? Couldn't you argue that that's not necessary when you go from Shabbos to Yontif?
What does he
think? I don't know. I mean, if he says maybe he'd say maybe Yontif being Kodesh HaKodesh, so then once again, you don't have a raya that there's a Tana who says being Kodesh HaKol, because maybe the Tana which says Mikodesh HaKodesh is this the Mandamar and Chol he's going to say Mikodesh Yisrael, and so it would seem that you'd have to say that that Mandamar is going to always say Mikodesh Yisrael even on Shabbos to Yantif. But according to our Svara, that you're the whole thing is set up as like a transition, so they show the baseline which underlies both Kodesh and Chol. Then why would he be saying that? I don't know, when you go into Yantif, you think you need to do that when you're going into Yantif? You're saying, Ben Kodesh, you have. Why not just say, Ben Kodesh, Kodesh? Right? Why would you introduce? According to the others, I understand this, because you want to get this concept of Yom Rishon. Right? But if you say, Ben Kodesh Yisrael, it's just to provide the basis. So that you don't walk away from Shabbos and think it's whole, it's nothing. So then, right. So why would he also say it on Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, Yontif? Maybe that's what the Rashbam is addressing. I don't know how, but on that Rashbam where he says Mikadesh Yisrael, Mikol Olam Shiyotze Lo Kiddush El Yisrael, Ulfi Pirush Zeh Shayech Chasim Azub Motzei Shabbos. Right. This is Shayech on Motzei Shabbos. Does he mean on every Motzei Shabbos, even if it's Motzei Shabbos Yontif? I mean, I don't know, it's not clear what's he getting at. Why is he saying that? Maybe you're right. So Ken's saying is that, look, normally you want to do when you say Amadim Kol Shachol rather than Havdalah, so you want to basically be chosim to say that all Kodesh and Chol are both details of Mikadesh Yisrael. And that's your chasima, Mikadesh Yisrael. Right? Basically, you've been talking about Amadim Kol Shachol and Chol Shemit, right? But you want to express, ultimately, at its core, is Mikadesh Yisrael. There are details under Kedushas Yisrael. So maybe it's saying, is that's true, even on Shabbos Yom Tov? Look, that's still true. I mean, it's not necessarily because there's a danger that you're going to think or whatever. It's just basically expressing the underlying idea of the substratum of Kedushas Yisrael under which the Havdalah makes sense in Kol Shachol. Or Kol Shachodesh. The point is that's on the substratum in which Kodesh Kodesh is the case. There's an underlying Kodesh Yisrael, and these are the different types of days within Kodesh Yisrael. So he's holding, maybe the only reason why he would introduce that type of Havdalah is because of the danger on Yom Kol, perhaps. The point is that's the way he culminates his Havdalah. There's no reason to think that Kodesh Yisrael doesn't change on Yom Tov. See, if you say it's been Kodesh Yisrael, then you say that changes. And it's Kodesh. But once you're saying the Havdalah doesn't get into the particular halachic transition, but rather it expresses some other idea, whether it's Yotzei Bereishis or the Bereishis, or this idea, the substratum under which the Kedusha, the Havdalah takes place, so then there's no reason to think it should change. So it's going to say the same in the same text. Right? The only way you say it changes is if your Chasima is determined by the transition that we're undergoing, and that's the way you want to culminate. Then you'll say Kodesh HaKodesh. So it must be regularly say Kodesh HaChol. Why are you saying Kodesh HaKodesh? It must be because you're reflecting the nature of the transition. Also, if that's the case, normally you're going to say Kodesh HaChol. Right? Yeah, okay, I like that. So what's he saying? So that's maybe saying is... This is, and I still don't know why he's saying Lefi Pir Zem Shai Chasim Azu B'motzoi Shabbos. Like, as opposed to what? As he's just saying is, look, I mean, Mikadesh Yisrael sounds like the Yontif Chasim or something. Like, what in the world are you doing? But he's just showing, it's like, since Kedushas Yisrael is the substratum under which the whole Havdalah even exists, so it makes sense to say it on Motzei Shabbos, because it's like, Or maybe he's just saying is because as he just said, that the Shaychas to Havdalah is because Kedushas Yisrael is different from everything else in the world. Remember, that's how the beginning of the Rashbam said. It said, Mikol Olam Moshiyotza L'Kiddush El Yisrael. Right? That was the way. That's how it's a type of Havdalah. And that's what he's saying. Therefore, it's Shaych Motzei Shabbos. The thing is, you're showing the underlying platform under which Kedusha exists, namely, Kedusha and Chol exist, namely, Kedusha Yisrael. But what's the connection to Motzei Shabbos? It's very nice you want to show that, but how does it fit into Havdalah? Oh, because there's a Havdalah from the whole world. He only created and he separated, Kedusha Yisrael and everything else. So therefore, it's Shaykh. But so it's like, has to fit into the theme of Havdalah, because it is, of Mekadosh Yisrael, as opposed to everything else in the world. But its place here is providing a substratum under which you have the chiluk of Kodesh HaKodesh and Kodesh HaChol. As an aside, I just realized, just on the point that we're saying is that part of Havdalah is thinking about like just Shabbos to Chol on a halachic level, but also on a philosophical level, even though we don't really hold that way. Right? Even though we don't really hold that way, because we're not chosim, so the Bereish Yotze Bereishis, right? But the Me'in Chasima is Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheish Yesim HaMasa. Right? What does that mean? Between Yom HaShvi and the 6 days of creation, of Masa, of Hashem's actions. So arguably, we also have a reference to that. Right? In our Me'in Chasima. We include that. We don't just say Ben Yom Ben Kodesh Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheish HaMasa. You could have just said Kodesh HaChol Ben Rochosh Mishalamim Ben Kodesh HaChol. Right, this is the way he started, but it's like it's almost like in our main chasima we refer to it in a different way, which has a reference to the philosophical, connotation of the Bereishis. Yeah, I'm just saying, honestly, I think the I don't feel like we really have a good grasp on that sheet, the Mikdash Yisrael. You know, like, I like the other ones, and we're saying stuff for the Mikdash Yisrael one, but ultimately, it's not that satisfying to me. You know, and I feel like maybe they were missing the ikkar of what's going on in that sheet, though. So the whole thing sounds somewhat contrived to me, you know. I mean, you know, it's working, but patching it up here and patching it up there. You know, sometimes you just feel like it's not, you're not hitting it on the head. Something's off. That's just my intuition. You know, I don't have something better, but that's just my feeling. You know, the other ones are nicer. Something, you know. Okay, sometimes that's it either. Sometimes you could say the best you could, but sometimes you realize it's not all too good. You know, so I don't know. It's, you know, it's hard to really know. Like, I think it's worth trying your hardest to try to work something out, but at the same time, sometimes it's worth being honest at the end that you really like it. So, I don't know. It doesn't stem. Just my sense. All you got is the Rosh Hashanah, basically. And we're, like, not really explaining the Rashbam very well. We're making it, like, that's what, I guess, bothers me. So we're saying the main idea is you don't want to think you're leaving from Shabbos to Chol and all that. And what's Rashbam saying? Oh, he's just connecting it up to Havdalah. That's what I'm saying. It sounds to me something more like he's holding that it's like a foundational idea in Havdalah is this basis of Kedushas Yisrael. And like the Kedushas Yisrael separated from everything else is what allows us to have any knowledge of any Havdalahs, any doing Havdalahs, any expressions of Havdalahs. So you want to talk about Havdalah, the greatest expression of Havdalah is Mikdash Yisrael. From everything else in the world is Mikdash Yisrael. So you want to culminate in the highest philosophical idea of Havdalah, or the, not maybe it's not the highest philosophical idea, but like the fundamental Havdalah, which makes us enabled to talk about Havdalah Bechlal, is Mikdash Yisrael. So it's like he wants to culminate with that, because that's what makes everything he's in the world is separated as Kedusha, is separated from everything else, and all knowledge we have is tied to Torah and Kedushas Yisrael and everything. So maybe that's the way he wants to culminate. Maybe he's saying it's the connection of Fizeh that Shaykh Motzei Shabbos. He's just saying he's bothered by it. Like what? Mikdash Yisrael? What does that even do with Havdalah? Right? Oh, but he's showing you, what's it with Shabbos? Havdalah, which is Stam, saying Mikdash Yisrael. You say Mikdash Yisrael every day of the year. But he's saying, no, since we're talking about Havdalah, and the primary idea of Havdalah is Hashem being Mikdash Yisrael over everyone else, over everything else in the world. So therefore, it's Shaykh Motzei Shabbos. Like, that's because of his connection to the concept of Havdalah. So, like, he's bothered by Motzei Shabbos as opposed to any other time. He's in Mikdash Yisrael on Yantav, or whenever, was in Motzei Shabbos. But since Motzei Shabbos is talking about Havdalah, and the foundation of all Havdalahs is Yisrael as opposed to everything else. So, therefore, Mikdash Yisrael is Shayach on Motzei Shabbos in the parsha of Havdalah. You know? But it's like, it's not because of anything other than this is like the most fundamental Havdalah. Kedusha and Havdalah, in a certain sense, go hand in hand. Right? I mean, Kedusha as opposed to Chol, there's a separation between Kodesh and Chol. So it's saying is the Kedushas Yisrael, as opposed to everything else in the world, which is lacking Kedusha, is the greatest Havdalah. And it's what makes all the other Havdalahs, any Havdalah which we even know about, is ultimately because of that. Maybe you just hold that's the way to culminate your Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. And then there would be a Malacha on Yom Tov also. You can say whatever. Anytime you don't have Havdalah, that's the foundation of everything, Mikdash Yisrael. That's a little bit better. Because I know the other thing was just like the danger type of Svara. Yeah. The dangerous Svaras. Because it's people are going to think, now we're leaving Shabbos. I know that's why I like to call those the dangerous Svaras.
It doesn't have to be Bereishis, like the other
times. Yeah, it's not about Bereishis. It's similar to the Bereishis in that the culmination is like with some more foundational idea. But they're really just bringing out the philosophical dimension of the transition from Shabbos to Sunday. This is just an idea. It's like when you're doing Havdalah, you want to conclude with the foundational Havdalah, which is Yisrael. But arguably, I wonder what he would do on Motzei Yontif. Maybe he would also do it. Like maybe it doesn't mean Motzei Shabbos was Motzei Yontif. Maybe he'd also do that. I mean, if most of the Bereishis, you're not going to do that. You're going to, you know, it doesn't make sense. But what about Motzei Yontif? Maybe if you're saying Mikdash Yisrael, maybe that would also be Mikdash Yisrael. Because that's the foundation of all Havdalah. I don't know. That's a good question. So we don't know. So he's not. I don't think he's saying Motzei Shabbos is supposed to Motzei Yontif. I'm learning he's saying it's Motzei Shabbos as opposed to Yontif or whenever else he's in Mekadosh Yisrael. He's bothered with what's the Sheikhas of Mekadosh Yisrael to Abdallah. Yeah. The problem is rough. There's not all too much to go on in any of the Sheikhas, even the Yotzei celebrations. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's kind of...
Right.
I don't know. No one explains it too much. But, you know, I liked what we said about those. But I don't know. This one still, I'm not super happy with it. But it's a little better, maybe. So what I'd like to do next is, I don't know, maybe this Ein Chos Mishnayim thing. I'm not sure if I want to take that out. But then after that, the Gemara is Ula. Ula Ikla Pumbadisa. We're going to transition subtly from Havdalah to the idea of Brachos being Poseach V'Barach and Chosein V'Barach. You know, that's like, yeah, the long Brachos, short Brachos, Smuch L'Chavrta. Doesn't have to, you know, so that's like the Gemara is going to transition into that. So it's a little bit out of Havdalah and into that, but, you know.